The governor has not been shy about playing up the wrestling angle as he tries to make an impression on the Japanese. He invited his old wrestling partner, Masa Saito, to join him on the first couple of days of this visit, and the two of them hammed it up for the media outside Ventura's hotel.
Yeah, we are good East-West connection.
Yes, Far East.
Yeah, Far East.
Far East-West right. connection.
With team name, you know.
Masa, you've been living here too long. Your English has gone down.
Yeah, you're bad enough. I forgot the English now.
Saito used to live in Edina, and he and Ventura wrestled as a tag team for a while in the United States in the early 1980s. Now Saito has also retired from the ring, and the two old wrestlers spent the morning paying tribute to the good old days, in perfect Japanese fashion. The Hachimangu Shrine in central Tokyo is considered the spiritual home to sumo wrestling, Japan's traditional national sport. Ventura will be the first to tell you that sumo is nothing like American-style wrestling, but he apparently felt enough kinship with this place to request a formal purification ceremony for him and for about a dozen members of the official state entourage.
We got up and down, and they spoke words that I was not familiar with. I'm not fluent in Japanese. And then I took part of with a leaf type thing that you set down, and you bow twice, you clap your hands twice, and then you bow a third time for a 2-2-1.
Wednesday was Culture Day in Japan, a national holiday, and an opportunity for Japanese to visit shrines like this one and to make personal requests of the gods. The Tokyo citizens lined up outside the Hachimangu Shrine hardly took notice of Ventura, or pretended not to notice, despite the throngs of American reporters falling all over each other to stay close to him. The only Japanese who showed any signs of recognizing him were reporters, and they proved to have a lot in common with their American counterparts.
We are very curious if you are running for presidential election next year.
If I am running for president, well, I hope I don't disappoint the Japanese people, but no, I'm not.
Back home, questions about his presidential intentions usually push Ventura to exasperation and often end up terminating a news conference early. But here, Ventura seems to take it all in stride, and he attributes his good mood, at least in part, to being among the Japanese.
They're very much, I don't know what words to say, they just have an aura about them that I find very calming.
As if to underscore just how relaxed he feels in Japan, Ventura went back to his hotel and changed out of his suit and into a Timberwolves jacket, jeans, and old sneakers. This may be more along the lines of what the Japanese expect of him. At an evening reception for the governor organized by a group called Friends of Minnesota, advertising executive Masaru Ariga says he expected Ventura to be more of a wild man.
My first impression, he looked more, you know, professional and solid than what I thought he was.
You expect him to be more crazy somehow?
Yes. I know that I've been influenced by media coverage, you know. They tend to make fun of him, you know.
Ariga says some Japanese are interested in Ventura for more than just his ability to entertain. Ariga says there appears to be some parallel between the kinds of politics Ventura represents and the recent political upheavals in Japan.
Here in Japan, too, we are going through a big change in terms of how people perceive politics. You know, the Japanese, I mean, we have been ruled by the one party, LDP, for a long, long time, but it's no more. We have new parties coming up, you know, almost every year. And we are seeing new generation politicians emerging.
Ventura likes to draw the parallel between himself and the independent mayors of Japan's two largest cities, Tokyo and Osaka. Still, Ventura has not pursued that parallel too far, perhaps for good reason. The mayor of Tokyo is known as a far right winger in Japanese politics, and the mayor of Osaka is currently in the middle of a legal showdown with the court system because he refuses to respond to a sexual harassment lawsuit. Governor Ventura's schedulers say they've decided not to pursue a one-on-one meeting with either man. With the governor in Japan, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.